The Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, has received permit to undertake confined trials into genetically modified crops. The Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Kwesi Oponkosu, announced this at the inauguration of a 13-member committee to oversee functions of the Biosafety Act. Isi Osam Sasa and Yawe Mrika have filed this report.
Biosafety is a security system put in place to monitor genetically modified organisms, focusing both on ecology and human health. The government of Ghana recognizes the potential adverse effects biotechnology can have on its citizens and thus has adopted a biosafety mechanism to provide a safety net and regulate activities of biotechnology. Inaugurating a board of directors for the National Biosafety Authority, the Minister for Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Akwesi Oponfosu, said the inauguration of the board crowns 16 years of unrelenting efforts by government to put in place a mechanism for modern biotechnology for the benefit of the people of Ghana.
This inauguration crowns 16 years of unrelenting effort by government to put in place an appropriate and transparent decision-making mechanism for modern biotechnology for the benefit of the people of Ghana. Furthermore, 5 permits have been granted for the conduct of confined field trials of some genetically modified crops by the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR.
A former Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Dr. Christine Amwakunyama, expressed her gratitude for being appointed as chairman of the board and outlined 3 key functions the board will address.
On my own behalf and on behalf of my colleagues on the board, we want to thank the ministry for proposing our name to the president for this service. I'm sure that on their behalf, I can assure you that we will do our best in the interest of God and country. When we look at the kind of personality who are serving on this board, I am sure that the varied experience and expertise on the board will be brought to bear on the functions that I looked at when the documents were sent to me. I counted 17 pieces from A to Q, 17 functions of the board. All of them very serious, very important. But for me, I've underlined 3 to my colleague members. To address socio-economic issues related to biotechnology and biosafety. Then H says to promote public awareness, participation, and education. That is a big part of our problem in this country, lack of education and lack of involvement of the general citizen. And then I've also underlined L, which says coordinate the operations of the regulatory agencies to monitor applicants' activities for compliance with the requirements under the Act, that is the Act A31. And again, this is very critical and important for the technical committees or the technical committee that will be working with the board.
The new board for the Biosafety Authority will also be responsible for the management of its finances.